This is Radio Valencia.
It's colder than a witch's jet.
Testing. What the hell is this? Okay, there's a live person in here just testing things out. Is this thing on? Shut this off. All right, it's Tuesday, 10:34 a.m. live in the studio. We're back on and running.
Carbon and war is insane. Everywhere, blood and disgrace. Look around, apocalypse now. Terminate with that streaming. Bring it.
Hey, make the voice a little lower and the band a little louder, okay? Oh, where are you going with the... Okay, okay, wait, wait. Get the word. I'm going out to shoot my old lady. You know, I kind of mess around with another man. I'm going down to shoot my lady. You know, I kind of mess around with another man.
Joe, that was Hendrix. That was Jimi Hendrix's first single released on December 16th, 1966. And today is December 16th. Just before that, we heard Jingle Bell Metal by Psycho Stick, off of their 2007 album called The Flesh-Eating Roller Skate Holiday Joyride. And just before that, we heard Bring It by Soulfly from their 2000 album, Primitive. This here is Queen Street Gang by Arzachel from 1969. And so sorry that we were asleep for like a day, but now we're back up. We'll be right back.
stand to you from a land where the boundaries were. Here we held the Christmas with the green and bright. The sun shone all day.
back. Big sack of toys hanging off his back. How much does he weigh? How do the reindeer pull his sleigh? Nobody sees him as he travels the world.
I Am Santa Claus by Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio from 1993. And the two Christmas songs you heard right before that were from a great album called Psych Out Christmas that I love. Psych Out Christmas from 2013. We heard Silent Night by Quintron and Miss Pussycat. And we heard Mele Kaliki Maka by Dead Meadow. Yeah, a little Beethoven behind us here. Because on December 16th, which is today, December 16th, 1770, Ludwig van Beethoven is born in Germany. Done by Charles Bertoud is his name. Well, here's a tune I saw the other day when a show was ending and the song came up in the credits. Good stuff.
Çok
Bad Religion there with Little Drummer Boy from 2013 album called Christmas Songs. And just before that was People Are Strange by Kit Sebastian. That's a single that was just released. People Are Strange by Kit Sebastian. That was a single just released on December 5th. And it was also aired on the credits of a show called Pluribus. And then just before that, what did we... It don't mean I'm blind. I think we covered it all. Okay. It says I think on December 5th. Wait. I shouldn't have said. Yeah, December 5th is when that song was released by Kit Sebastian. On December 16th... December 16th, 1969, at the Fillmore West, in San Francisco in 69, Keith Emerson's band, The Nice, share a bill with Greg Lake's band, King Crimson. The pair enjoy a jam session before the show and discuss a partnership, with which the addition of Carl Palmer from Atomic Rooster becomes Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And that's who this is right here. Whatever was done is done. I just can't recall. It doesn't matter at all. Wow. Pretty epic. Pretty epic. That was Strong Reflection. That was Strong Reflection by Mars Red Sky from 2011. They're a psychedelic doom trio from France. Heavy hypnotic riffs with a spaced out desert rock feel. That song was a great example of how they blended the thick fuzz with a slow, trippy groove. And right before that, we heard the Grodek Whipper Jenny from 1970 doing Put Your Thing on Me. Say, here's a favorite from a fella, because on December 16th, 2013, country singer Ray Price dies of pancreatic cancer at age 87. Here's a favorite from Ray Price, who passed away on 2013, December 16th. Here he is, Ray Price and the Cherokee Cowboys.
When the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging round. Oh, the night life ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. Oh, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Well, listen to the blues they're playing. Listen to what the blues are saying. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. The nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging round. Well, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. It's my life. Oh, listen to the blues they're playing. Yeah, is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. Well, the nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life.
Might as well scoff the pork then. He's like warp. Some say stronger though. Off the top, Jay Strongbow. Play along, bro. Wear a mask like yo off the Gong Show. Flow slow as Mongo. Don Juan Thong Pro. For your info, when he's not practicing Jim Crow. An actress and some nympho bimbo. He's playing Ray J, the old tape. Doing well, what can I say? Like JJ in a gold cape. Fill it to the rim like Grim. Villain, and you won't find him in no gym. Probably a foggy bog with the frogs with a dot on a guard as he squat on a log. Half cocked and half baked. Used to keep a full stock of work, half rocked and half shaped. My mistake, sign a track agreement for more G's than lines and cracks in the cement. In any event, it's fake like wrestling. Get them like Jake the Snake on mescaline. Elixir for the dry throat. Tried to hit the high note. Villain since the itsy bitsy zygote. By remote, sending the meat wagon. Bragging MCs packed in with their feet dragging. These stats are staggering. Had his PhD in indiscreet street haggling. Villain.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the
house... Hold it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, knock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rapping about to happen like a knee you were slapping, or a toe you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kinda weird. and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow was on the ground, folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks, and the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine, when I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof. Could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static, on the chance that the fans was somebody breaking in. Put the noise on the top with a reindeer top, just a trick, same thing, and I let the sucker in. He was rolling, he was bully, and I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of his jaw where the skin should have been. Gets cool for a fool, blowing out every you for a day on the sleigh when the cold is low. So the fear may be weird, but I'll never have a cheer, cause it's warm in the storm when it's in below. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not, if the music's hot, and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scares, and he rocked the spot and danced like a pro. And every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a sip through his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got him toys for the boys, for the girls' glad rag. And the grown-ups got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo, a new Seville about as blue as the sky, the best that money couldn't buy, cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing, the way you feel about your friends, and this is how the story ends. The dude in red back at the pole up north where everything is cold, but if he were right here tonight, he'd say, Merry Christmas, and to all, a good night.
To get the Christmas spirit without peace.
of mine.
Yeah. Won't you face the truth? There's no substitute. Eliminate the pain. Catch that fastest plane. She's all alone. Lay back and watch your bloom. Slowly, 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 but you'll let fade away. Happy, happy holidays. Because it's impossible to have a Merry Christmas. Ooh, it's just impossible to have a Merry Christmas.
Funky. That's what that was from. That was It's Impossible by Jimmy Jules and the Nuclear Soul System from 1977. Christmas Rappin' by Curtis Blow from 1980. Christmas Is by Run DMC 1992. And we began with Let It Snow with MF Doom and Cookin' Soul. I think now is about time to play the banger of the day. You're gonna love it. I'm about to play right now. Oh, here we go. It's got slow, thick, and trance-like doom rock that just locks into a groove and just stays there. I love the slow Sabbath-style riffs. And the raw, stripped-down heaviness of this tune coming up right here on RadioValencia.fm, the LP Lounge. All right, let's chill out and listen to this. Hold on. There's no chilling out. Here we go. It's Seer, S-E-E-R, Seer by Witch. We'll be right back. just a little something calm, a little calming after that ruckus we just heard. Thank you for tuning in to RadioValencia.fm, the LP Lounge, hosted by me, Microphone. There's a mic. Does that mic work? Yes.
That mic should work on that.
It does.
This mic.
Hello.
Hello, folks. That's Tweeka Turner.
Coming up at 12.
Who do you have on your show today, Tweeka?
I have the producer of Circus Bella coming in live, Abigail Munn. Tune in for that. Text me, message me on Facebook if you have questions for her. Tweeka Turner or Radio. House of Pride Radio.
He plays good. He plays good upbeat music. He's got good interviews. And as you keep listening, you'll hear some great 80s tune that you haven't heard in a long time. Tweeka's going to play that for you. That's what he does when I listen. I'm like, oh my God, I haven't heard that 80s tune in so long. So
yes,
great.
And maybe we can get free circus tickets for the big tops in the city, folks.
All right.
Do you like the circus, Mike?
I like the circus, and I don't like the circus. Which kind of circus? Are the one, you know what I mean?
Are you into burlesque?
Oh, that type of circus. Well, I have, that's a whole world unknown to me yet, but I'll check it out, yo. Here's a stand-up comedian. Here's a stand-up comedian coming in right now. I'm just playing a little stand-up clip.
It's my pleasure to bring on the stage. He's one of my favorite comedians. You know him from The Daily Show. It's Josh Johnson!
I just finished. I had no idea the Diddy documentary would be episodes. Episodes. I knew a documentary was coming out. I thought it'd be like a documentary. You know, like when you see a documentary, it's a feature length film, but it's a documentary. This is episodes. 50 Cent produced a documentary about Diddy that he's apparently been working on for a decade. And it has episodes. I've never hated someone for episodes. That's what every person I've ever hated has been a very short story. I was like, oh, we don't really get along. I feel like they betrayed me, and that's about it. 50 Cent sat the world down for 4 episodes. This is crazy. 4 episodes. With some of the most... this is some of the best footage I've seen in a documentary, because what they did, this is insane. This is fundamentally crazy, okay? The documentary starts with Diddy in a hotel room talking to his staff and his lawyers about what to do about this incoming indictment, right? It's like 6-5 days before he gets arrested, right? And as I'm watching this, I'm like, huh, that's curious. Because this is 50 Cent's documentary about Diddy, yet there's a camera in Diddy's hotel while he talks to his lawyers. He's talking to his lawyers about a strategy on what to do, like a game plan. How did 50 Cent get this footage? Is he in disguise? How is he in the room for this thing? And then this dude's like on the phone. Diddy is on the phone and he's talking about how we need to be aggressive, we need to come back. He literally says we need to get like the dirtiest, most like expert propaganda we can out there. Which, okay, insane to say on camera. A camera I think you know is there. That's wild. I just had this question in my head of like, how did they get this foot? Turns out that Diddy was making a documentary. And he had started recording everything because this documentary was going to be about like his comeback, right? So he's like covering everything himself recording everything himself, so he has his point of view out there, right? So then he was going to make a documentary. He thought he was going to beat everything and then make a documentary, release that documentary, and then get everyone on his side again. And and now you have to ask yourself, how did 50 come into the possession of Diddy's footage for Diddy's documentary about Diddy? This is crazy because he's making a document himself, but then he took that documentary. Apparently what happened was that Diddy did go to jail, and then he couldn't pay the cameraman. So then so then 50 was like, I'll pay the cameraman. And Diddy is such a terrible person. He is such a terrible person that even in the documentary he was making about his comeback, it makes him look so bad that 50 didn't need to edit any of it. It literally, he already said on a camera he knew was there, we need to get the dirtiest, like, most filthy expert propaganda we can out there. That
oh man, it's already that time. The show is over. And then the other show is just beginning. All right, thanks folks. LP Lounge signing out. And Tweeka Turner with House of Pride coming on.